Welcome to day 8 of the Kartik Inspirations. Today we will approach the third gatekeeper, Lord Shiva, who's in the form of a gopi. His name in this form is Gopishvara. Lord Shiva is important. In the Bhagavatam, he is addressed as the spiritual master of the entire world. And Srila Prabhupada details his teaching. He says, Lord Shiva teaches the sincere devotee of the Lord how to practice detachment from material enjoyment. Once, Lord Shiva wanted to participate in Krishna's exclusive Rasa dance, but because he is a male, he was denied entrance. Fortunately, he met Vrinda Devi, who suggested to him to bathe in the Manasarova lake, where he became a gopi so that he could join the Rasa dance. When Lord Shiva appeared in his form as a gopi before Krishna, Krishna immediately could see, he is my great devotee who wants to be somehow related to the Rasa dance. And pleased with him, he requested him to protect all the gopis by guarding the Rasa dance entrance. Lord Shiva's duty was to prohibit anyone who has the enjoying spirit, the Purusha Abhiman, from entering this most confidential pastime of Krishna. He teaches us detachment. The ultimate detachment is detachment from our false ego as the enjoyer of this world. Lord Shiva serves the divine couple in Vrindavan by guarding their most confidential pastime places. For instance, he's there in Radhakund, in Syamakund, he's there in Nandagram, he's there in Kamyavan, everywhere. He's there as the guardian, the gatekeeper. There's a beautiful prayer which we can chant to him. I will this time only say the English translation, but I request you now to sit tall, collect yourself, and listen to this most beautiful prayer while at the same time entering its spirit. O Gopeshwara, protector of the land of Vrindavan, O husband of Uma, O Sumamoli, who carries the moon on your head, O you who are worshipped by Sanandana, Sanatana, and Narada, O Gopeshwara, please bestow upon me unconditional prema, unconditional love for the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, who perform loving pastimes in Braj. May we all become free from the bonds to material existence by the mercy of Gopeshwara Shiva. See you all tomorrow.